Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Voice Data with Nokonuko. I'm quite grateful to God for bringing us into the month of March. So, we don't take it for granted the opportunity to enjoy the plenty, plenty abundance that has been promised by God. All right, so today or this very episode, we'll be doing something we have not done before. I have a guest on the podcast this time around. The name of the guest is Abisola Adeosun. I want to guys say hi to her wherever she is.
Hi, you're not flexible. Hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate eventually getting to be on the podcast. It's an honor for us to have you here.
Much, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
By the way, Abisola is a YouTuber. You can check out our YouTube platform, Abisola Adeosun, the A Gamers. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely platform that we love the content and everything. So today we'll be talking about, or rather this month, since the voice data is a monthly thing, we'll be talking about the fear for tomorrow. This is something we have come to realize that it is not age rest it does not have age restrictions. The fear for tomorrow, being scared of tomorrow, the fear for what next stage of your life, next stage of career, next stage of whatever. Generally, a lot of people are actually really, really scared of next stage, next stage, next stage. What next tomorrow? So we just found it in our hearts to really discuss that today, and that's what we are going to discuss. Excellent. All right. If I may ask, Abisola, what exactly can we call it, the fear for tomorrow?
Okay, I would say it's more like the fear of tomorrow is being clueless, being scared of what is going to happen tomorrow, of the future, not having a perfect picture, or even if you've created a picture, maybe it's looking, like at sea, it's so blank, it looks dark, it looks like there's no see through, you can't see through, it looks like this might not even work, really work, really not work, like confusion. Yeah, that's it. The state of confusion, not knowing where to actually go to, or where to go to, or where to turn to, or who to go with, or who not. Like, it's just in a state of confusion of what is going to happen tomorrow.
All right, I get you, and I see it. Because one thing I figured is that this the fear for tomorrow thing is quite crippling. Like, I've literally seen someone that in a day, probably today, we have one or two things figured out. Where, like, on this thing creeps up in your heart, and it actually happens due to overthinking, or just one or two things that come up and just overthink everything, and it cancels in your eyes, it cancels the progress you have made. It's like deletes the journey you have made. You, at that moment, you do not rate the journey you have made again. So it makes you really see less of yourself. So one thing I've been thinking of is, what does the Bible even say about this? What do you think? What's the Bible stand on this thing?
Okay, I think I was thinking about this days ago. I know the Spirit was just reminding me about Jeremiah 29, verse 11, that says, "I alone know the thoughts I have for you." And I'm like, the man that thought, say, why am I bothered about tomorrow when you don't even have the map? You don't have it, you don't know. And that's why sometimes I tell people, when you say, I feel I'm late, or I feel I'm supposed to have done this, I'm supposed to have achieved this. You don't have the map, you don't have the plan, you don't know how it should go. It's like someone that is building a plan that knows how it should go. If you don't have the plan, then you don't know what next. So you should be working with the one that has the plan, not working outside the man with the plan itself. It comes from a place of not even understanding the plan that God has for us, not working in the plan, not even knowing, because it takes the knowing for you to even work with something. Do you
No,
understand? So, knowing the plan
okay.
wants the plan. Do you even know Him? Do you even understand His ways? He said, "My ways are not your ways, and I am not what you thought." He said, "Do you understand how He thinks? Do you understand? Do you understand what the essence of what He has for us?" and all of those things. So it comes from a place of not even understanding, not understanding the source of our tomorrow, the older, the one that is keeping us, the how would I put it, the person that can even speak about the tomorrow, that knows the tomorrow, because sincerely, none of us know what's going to happen the next minute, but we have somebody that knows that thing. So the moment you get disconnected from that person himself, or the moment you start trying to figure these things out yourself, you want to do it yourself, you have a timing, you've created a schedule, you've created a calendar, I must do this by this day, I must do this by this time, you keep running with your own timing, then at the point you get tired because you are running ahead of the person that even knows the plan.
I think you actually highlighted something that is actually quite everyday, very heavy. Because, you know, scriptures have already said it already that take no thoughts for your life, take no thoughts for what you shall eat, what you shall drink, for your heavenly Father. Yes, so the Lord has asked this already in His hands. He has this part of our lives captured in His thoughts. So the only reason why He's telling us not to take any thought in the book of Matthew is because He has already mentioned it earlier through the prophet, and he knows the thoughts that he has towards us. So he's already doing it on our behalf. So he's telling us to rest. May we rest, I beg. All right, you mentioned something earlier, and that is we do not have the map of our lives. I also want to say that, yeah, as you said earlier, you said we do not have the map of our lives, but we have the one that has the map. We have the Holy Ghost. So if I do not know where next, I yield to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost shows me where next. So I think these are actually high points that we should really eat, and people should really get. Another thing I figured is that a lot of the overthinking and fear for tomorrow actually comes from societal or peer pressure.
Yes, peer pressure. True. What my friend has done, what they expect of me, expectation from the society. But we don't stop to ask, what does God expect from me? Running with expectations of what people want from you, what people think you should have achieved, what people think. You will keep running, and at the end of the day, you wouldn't even meet up to anything. And these same people will be the ones to tell you, what have you achieved? Until we get to understand that we can only run with what God has in plan for us, and we cannot run with man, what man thinks is what it is for us, then you keep like in a circle, you keep running. And we all come to that point where we feel pressured. But the truth is that, yes, when you come to that point, you remember the point that says, be anxious for nothing, be in prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. That is a place where you can really receive what God has in store for you. The place of prayer, that's a place of communication with the Father. That is where you can get. Yeah, sometimes you get stuck, even when it seems like it's, you are doing what the Father has put in your hands, but still stick back to Him, because last is God we have. Is that God?
You know, I'm just thinking of it that if you should actually tear the entire subject matter, we can use the entire day to discuss this thing, and we will not end. So I think we should just open it up so people could always reach out after this. So if you have questions, you could always message Abisola Dias on Instagram. And yes, I think Instagram, that's Instagram and there.
Yeah, Abisola Dias.
Yeah. You could always message her. She's willing to continue this conversation. I'm also willing to continue the conversation too. You could message me on Twitter, message me on Instagram, GNOPO. So I think we've come to the end of this month's podcast. I am excited that everybody has listened up to this point. It's a big win for me and you. You know, Match is going to be great. Match is going to be awesome. Match is going to be amazing if you continue to work with the one that knows Match even before we enter Match.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Thank you very much, Abisola, for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. I do not take this for granted.
And I can only pray that March into this month of March, we match with God in Jesus' name. Goes before us and God.
Amen.
It makes all our crooked ways straight in Jesus' name. It makes all confusion, turns it into pure understanding and plain truths in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much, Abisola.
Thank you very
much. As I usually say, the voice letter is basically to inspire, to encourage, and to edify. If it's not that, you will not meet it here. Thank you very much. God bless you. See you next month. Bye.
Bye.